Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A passenger has been hauled off of an airplane, in the British, by the way, over a demand that they get an aisle seat. And it just so happens the person happens to be obese. An overweight UK tourist was dragged off an airplane after he demanded an emergency aisle seat to accommodate his larger frame. The footage has gone viral. The kerfuffle kicked off when he claimed he didn't have enough room in his window seat on the flight departing from Bangkok June 25th. This was yesterday. Mm-hmm. When the man asked to be switched to an aisle seat in the emergency exit row, which, you know this, that seat has more legroom, flight attendants refused, prompting him to throw a, quote, 30,000-foot tantrum. One traveler who was there says, at first I thought we weren't taking off because the man was sick. It turns out he thought the economy seat was too crowded and insisted on moving to the emergency exit row. Things got so heated, police were called to escort him off the plane.
He was wearing a bright orange Garfield shirt.
What does the Garfield shirt say? I saw the Garfield, but when I zoomed in, I can't quite see what it says. They hauled him out by his arms and legs, quote, like a table. Flight was delayed a full hour.
He couldn't have been that obese then.
No, he was a big man. I'm surprised they were able to haul him out like that.
Huh.
Definitely throwing the fit at 30,000 feet, Jerk Air approved.
You have to pay extra to be in those extra legroom seats. You just do. And so if it was open and he asked, can you move, they will tell you no.
The traveler proceeded to lie down and obstruct the aisle in protest.
It wasn't hard to do.
Said one passenger, he is so blanking selfish. Get out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, after a certain point, you just suck it up and accept the fact that you're abnormally sized.
I feel bad. I always feel bad.
I don't.
I know.
Unless he has a metabolism problem, this disability is probably his own making.
No, and I feel bad because, you know, people still are mean and make comments, and he did this himself, like throwing the tantrum because they won't let him change seats.
Right.
If you have a larger frame, you probably know that you need to purchase extra leg room or an extra seat. And he didn't. And so that's not their fault that you did not.
When we were coming back from Cancun this last time, which was late April, this is the first time I've ever seen this. And this story just jogged my memory. There was a woman on that flight back to Kansas City who was rather large.
Okay.
And by rather large, I mean really large. She had, she was sitting across two seats.
Two, okay.
And she had the seatbelt extender. I had never seen a seatbelt extender before on a flight. This was the first time. And I'm not mocking her. I'm actually praising her because she did the right thing. You know, she knows that she is a larger woman and that it would be almost impossible for somebody, it would have been, if I'm being honest. It would have been impossible for somebody. She was sitting on the aisle seat.
She would be in the seat over.
Clearly. Clearly.
Okay.
And unless that person was a small child or a very skinny woman, it would have been impossible for somebody else to fit in the middle seat. So she did the responsible and the right thing, and she bought the aisle seat and the middle seat and used a seatbelt extender. Good for her. And guess what? There were no problems.
Did I tell you on one of Carrie's last flights, she texted me a photo and it was just the leg, but the man sitting next to her
texted it to me
was
too.
Full
yeah.
Sam.
Oh.
On Carrie said he was in my personal space the entire flight. And he said, she said, I'm not making fun of him, just like you said, but she said,
he was a bigger
this
boy.
This is ridiculous. I paid for this seat. He's in a quarter of my space.
And he was man spreading.
Yeah. I was flying.
And he was man spreading. That was the big, I mean, even when I'm on a plane, Scott, I sit legs smooshed. Like I try to make myself smaller.
So do I.
I don't want them touching me. They don't want me touching them, whoever it is.
Yeah.
I was on a flight back from California 1 year, and I'm a larger person. I'm not necessarily wider than the seat, but I'm wide enough to fill up the seat. And I was running late, and it was a Southwest flight, and I was the last person on the plane.
Yep.
There was one seat left.
Oh, man.
And it happened to be in the front row, which was awesome.
Except, how did that happen?
Well, because the guy on the aisle seat was taking up a seat and a half.
Oh.
Oh.
And I looked at him, and I said, I'm just going to be honest with you, sir. It's going to get pretty sweaty. We're going to get real intimate, but this is my only option. And our legs were touching the entire flight.
Was he nice about it? Was it?
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
He was joking quite a bit about it. He was playing movies on his iPad. He was like, I can get you some headphones if you want to watch the movie with me.
You
want to
share an iPad?
We had a good sense of humor about it, but it was not a comfortable flight.
So your leg hairs were rubbing up against his leg hairs?
I had shorts on. He had shorts on.
Oh, this is gross.
It wasn't dry.
Was it pasty?
It wasn't dry.
Oh, my God.
L.A. to Kansas City, about a four-hour flight.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. It's like, man, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not going to be fun, but I don't have any other choice, so.
But he was cool about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think he was happy that nobody showed up and that seat was open, and then
until you
my
showed
big
up.
Self walks in, and he's like, aw.
Worst of all the worlds. 6'5", and he's got hairy legs. Great. Just my luck. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.